to face the moon's reflection. I'd like to rearrange the stars. Tell the sun to listen up, 'cause I don't need his rays. Tell the clouds to disappear and take with
could be our most obnoxiously romantic moment of Oz Music Month yet. Katie Rauch on ABC Radio with Rearrange the Stars. What is the story of that song?
Oh, look, it's for my partner. I wrote it in about June of this year. Mm-hmm. And we've been together we just had our 8-year anniversary. And just life is really good and I'm spoiled rotten. And I decided shouting it from the rooftops wasn't enough. I wanted to go all the way to the stars.
Yay! It is your partner who is on guitar in this arrangement as well. What is the story of how you two met?
We met at the con, actually. I was in my second year and he was in his first year. I actually remember going home after performing in class and going up to my housemate at the time and going, there's this really cute boy in class, but he wouldn't stop staring at me and he has a hat for every different day of the week.
Was it the musical or the romantic chemistry first?
Oh, gosh. I think that kind of came hand in hand. We were friends before anything else. We were friends for a good year before anything romantic. Not because we didn't want to, but we were taken already. So we kind of started as friends and then the moment presented itself and kind of, we didn't actually want to when we actually were both single. I was really unwell and it was a really bad time and we just couldn't help ourselves. Yeah.
I'll say it again, obnoxiously romantic on ABC Radio today for Oz Music Month. There's somebody coming up on the block on this program a little bit later today. I say that because have you become something of a renovation queen yourself in recent times?
Oh, man, yes. We bought a house just over a year ago, and the house itself is in pretty good shape, but the backyard was pretty abysmal, and it was just a giant weed-covered hill, and we just made it quite this little sanctuary. It's pretty good at the moment.
Did you fancy yourself much of a landscape artist before that point?
Not really. I've always liked gardening, but I never knew what to do, especially here in Hobart. But with the help of my father-in-law especially, Mark's dad, we got quite the landscape now. I feel too fancy for us. Yeah, I don't know what to do with myself. It looks like a little magazine out there.
How busy do you get in the festive season gig-wise?
Oh, fairly. I've been lucky that I get to be a little picky now. I used to just pick up everything I could, and I feel like I probably should, to be honest. But no, it's been really, we're really lucky here in Hobart that it's pretty much every month we have something big happening and we get to be involved in it. It's pretty great.
I mean, I ask that because it feels like it's become a tradition that ABC Radio drags you both in to do some Christmas carols at some point. Has anybody lined that up yet?
No, but actually last week we were here and chatting about it. So you might actually for your Christmas dinner get some, if not for a private screening, if nothing else.
What?
But we might get some out for the public as well.
Oh, don't you worry. I will make sure you get to listen to that on your afternoon on ABC Radio. Who was one of your earliest singing inspirations?
Oh, gosh. Probably Bonnie Raitt was a big one for me. I grew up kind of listening to a lot of, my dad's a real kind of deadhead and into kind of jam bands. And my mom really likes that kind of 70s singer writer, Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, Indigo Girls. So those were really big inspirations for me. Yeah.
Who is it these days?
It's a huge range now. I mean, I feel like I listen to everything. I still listen to them and I listen to, you know, more modern stuff. I've been really enjoying Layla Hathaway and just all these modern stuff. And then I go back to Ella Fitzgerald and I go back to Aretha Franklin and some of the classics as well. Just anyone with a big voice, I think, I can really connect with.
Is it acceptable that I've co-opted you for Oz Music Month?
I hope so. I did actually, just about a month ago, after about 5 years of kind of being in purgatory, got official permanent residency. So hopefully that counts for something.
Congratulations. Australian in law. I mean, worst case scenario, you're Australian in law.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm hoping for citizenship soon, so getting there.
Good luck with that mountain of paperwork. Do you need to borrow a trolley to wheel it in?
Look, I've already got about 2 trolleys worth from the previous visa, so it's slow and steady.
Good times.
You tell you what.
Speaking of slow and steady, what's your next song?
That's actually about appropriate. Our next song is called Woman I Am. And because yesterday was my birthday, I wrote this about exactly a year ago for my 30th birthday. I had a bit of like, I guess you could call it a third of a year crisis of like, what does 30 mean?
Yeah.
Especially because I'm sure you know, I was really unwell in my early 20s and didn't think I'd make it to 30. So it was...
I didn't know that.
No, oh, well, I'm a cancer survivor. And so they gave me 3 years to live on my 21st birthday. And so it's kind of, it was this weird, like, okay, I got here, what now? And so this song was sort of, I sat down and kind of wrote it in a day. And I was actually kind of editing the lyrics on the drive here going, oh, they've kind of changed a little bit. But just about kind of, I feel like I'm still that little girl and I still feel like I should be an adult. And I'm kind of this weird in between. I think partly working with 18-year-olds all day doesn't help.
I'd like to tell you that feeling will go away.
That's what everyone says. It's like you stay the same person, your body just gets older. So
my gran used to tell me that when she was about 90. I'm thinking, whatever, come on. Come on, old lady. Pass the scrabble tiles. But no, I completely get it.
Yeah, so
that is the story of this song.
Yeah. So this one's called Woman I Am.
Here it is live on ABC Radio in Oz Music Month. Katie Roucher.
Rain on the tin roof sings me to sleep, 'cause I'm another day older, so I close my eyes to dream. When I was a little girl, always thought I'd be making a change in the world, but there's been and we can only look back. Well, I'm not that little girl, but I still have hopes and dreams. The world keeps on turning, and I see the change in me.